I'm in Kilkee, a small seaside town on the west coast of Ireland in County Clare. It's a town with around just 1,000 residents. People are filling the pubs and spilling out onto the streets, but instead of the traditional Irish music coming out of the pubs, all I can hear is Latin American music. I've arrived in time for the Cheyda Baja festival, a weekend of celebration for the visit 54 years ago of Che Guevara to the town. And they do things properly here. I'm outside the Stella Maris Hotel, where the opening ceremony is about to take place. And they've got the Cuban ambassador to Ireland here.
Ambassador Herrera, we are really delighted and honoured that you joined us this evening for the inauguration of the fourth Che Guevara Festival. And we're really honoured that you came to visit us this evening, and I hope you can stay. So please thank them again and enjoy this great weekend. And thank you very much for coming this evening.
I am very, very honored. I'm very happy to be here for the first time. I am very, very pleased to be in this very nice city. Thank you very much. I hope to see you again. Thank you very much.
So how was it, I wondered, that Che Guevara came to be linked with Kilkee? I went looking for someone to tell me, and I found Johnny Keane from Kilfenora. I asked him to tell me what happened in October 1951. He told me that he had got the story from a young student called Jim Fitzpatrick, who was working in a hotel bar in Kilkee.
Well, I can only tell you hearsay, you know. I have no documentary evidence for it, other than Fitzpatrick, who swears that he met him in the lobby of the hotel in Kilkee. I think it was this time of year, October, and he was travelling by Aeroflot from Prague back to Havana. So Shannon was a stop-off point, and they were fog-bound for 24 hours, and they decided that they'd take a trip into the countryside. And he said, "Well, which way will we turn?" He said to the driver, and Guevara said, "Let's take a left and go up west." I think he had a vague idea that a part of his family were the Lynches, one of the tribes of Galway. There's a traceable link to the Lynches. There's a family castle outside of Galway on the Clare Galway side of the city. I think there is verifiable evidence, to link Che Guevara's family with that family. Anyway, they ended up in Kilkee. Fitzpatrick recognised him. I think he was the only one that recognised him in the group.
Apparently, Jim Fitzpatrick then emigrated to America and became an artist. Johnny continues the story.
So years went by, and he saw this iconic photograph by a Havana photographer by the name of Corda. And that then became a subject for Fitzpatrick to do some batik work on it. And then it became a kind of an iconic image of Guevara that has been used, ironically, in advertising capitalist consumerism, from bottles of Coca-Cola to you name it, across the world.
And this is the image we see, the image we picture when we think of Che Guevara. And we find it on T-shirts, posters, and even painted 10 feet high on the seawall in Kilkee. So, in 2011, Kilkee decided to hold the Cheyda Baja Festival to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Che's visit.
The festival was a relative success in a depressed economy. But later, the following year, I think, some American tourists began to complain about the image of Che Guevara in public places in Kilkee. And I think they became alarmed, those who were in the hospitality. It might kind of prevent Americans from coming and spending time and money in the town. And I'm sure the council then were summoned to, being the legal authority, to erase or paint over those images of Che Guevara.
But mysteriously, the following year, the 10-foot-high mural reappeared on the sea wall and has remained there ever since. And the festival has continued since that first event in 2011. And that is the story of how, for one weekend of the year, this small seaside town on the edge of the Atlantic Ocean becomes decorated with Cuban flags. We see the locals walking round in Che Guevara berets, with the pubs full of music and dancing, with a distinct South American flavour. Viva Che de Baja Festival! Viva Kilkee!